Together, they made their way up to the prow. Joseph lifted her onto the bowsprit as he peered over the forward end. The Pearl Queen lay in shallow water, nose deep into a broad sandbank. To the west, the Roaring Bairn Current could be seen, running off into a distant arc. A movement close by caused Joseph to turn. It was Finbar.
"Looks like the current don't want us no more, matey. She's drifted us off onto this here sandbank. We've run out of luck again."
Joseph lifted Wincy down.
"Go and get Benji, little maid, and bring him here, quickly. Hold hard a moment, Finn. I think our luck may still be running good."
Benji came pattering along, paw in paw with Wincy. Joseph boosted him up so he could see over the rail.
"Tell me, Benji, these sandbanks, those little islands yonder, and that shoreline behind them, do you recognise them?"
The young squirrel nodded vigorously and spoke only one word.
"Southward."
Joseph lowered him to the deck.
"That's what I thought. I've seen this coast once before from the deck of a ship some seasons ago, though I've never been ashore here. As soon as I saw it, I had a feeling inside that this was Southward. We made it, Finbar."
The bellmaker and the sea otter shook paws firmly. Dawn came gently. A slight inshore mist lifting under the sun's warmth revealed a verdant coast fringed with silver sand and backed by luxuriant woodland. As the last of the ship's food and water was issued for breakfast, Logalog joined Finbar and Joseph on the forecastle. Below on the hatch covers, Pearl Queen's crew sat, waiting for orders. Finbar gestured in the direction of land.
"That's Southward, mates, the place we set out to find,"
he said.
"It might look peaceable right now, but don't let that fool you. First we got to get old Pearl Queen on an even keel in a safe cove. We can manage that with a bit of tugging and shoving when you've finished your victuals. Joseph."
The bellmaker stood forward to speak his piece.
"Then we choose our weapons and strike inland. No cooking fires and sentries and lookouts at all times. Listen to me carefully. If you don't, it may cost you your life. Benji knows this country, and he will be our guide. Logalog, have your gowsome protect our sides and rear wherever we go. Thatch, Turi, Roof, you will scout ahead with Benji. Take care of him. Only he knows the way. Rosie, you and Forma will be in charge of the armory. Make sure every beast is kitted out with the weapons that suit them best. If what Benji has told me is correct, we are up against a large horde, far larger than we could ever imagine facing. So we must act as a guerrilla unit, hit and run all the time, and weaken the enemy by chipping away at their numbers. Most of you know Marielle and Dandin. We are searching for them, so look before you loose arrows or slingstones. I have my own ideas where we will find my daughter and her friend, right in the middle of any trouble we come across. So be prepared. Logalog, have you anything to add?"
The shrewd chieftain drew his short rapier and showed it, blade foremost, to his tribe.
"Gowsome, you know how to use these. Swift and quiet. Protect our friends at all times and make them proud to fight by your side in battle."
It took half the morning to pry Pearl Queen off the sandbank. The crew strove waist-deep in seawater, levering and using log rollers. Once the ship was back afloat, she was towed on two stout ropes by the crew. Panting and struggling, they pulled her through the shallows to a wooded cove. There, she was made fast to three trees on slacked ropes that allowed room for the tide's rise and fall. The afternoon was taken up with the issue of weapons. Rosie Woodsaddle tested would-be archers before giving them bows and arrows. She had a good eye for slingers, javelin throwers and spear beasts too. Beside their chosen weapon, every crew member was given a knife or sword from the Sea Rat's well-stocked armoury. Wincy, Benji and Figs, accompanied by Duddy, Roof and Thatch, collected buckets of hard, round, sea-washed pebbles from the tide line for slingstones. Evening shades fell as the sun started to dip below the western sea. Joseph stood on the cove bank with his little army, watching Finbar saying goodbye to his ship. The sea otter had personally checked that all the sails were reefed tightly under their mast spars. Every piece of rigging he inspected, carefully coiling each rope and line. After battening down the hatches and securing galley and cabin doors, He leaped ashore.
Take a good rest, Queen,
he said.
You've earned it. We'll see you when we get back off this trip if our luck stays with us.
All the crew raised their weapons in a salute to the good ship they had come to love so well. Then they turned inland to whatever fate and fortune would bring them. Death or victory.